I want to continue discussing Kiddush. We spoke on Friday about the general characteristics of Kiddush, and a little rushed because we were pressed for some time. We distinguish between, is Kiddush a din in Lekadsho, being Mekadosh a day, or it's a din in Shevach. I'd like to discuss today is a different aspect of Kiddush. We start with the same starting point that we discussed with, and that's the Gemara of Kuvav in Psachim. Gemara there seems to indicate that Kiddush is Doraisa. We were the first few sources are similar to what we spoke about the other time on Friday. The Gemara Psachim Kovov, Zohar Shema Shabbos Kach, Zohar Yayin we spoke about. And Rashi explains, and Rashbam explained, that Lekadsho means Mishosh Miskadish Hayom, right? The proper time to make Kiddush is when the day begins, as opposed to Shabbos morning. They make Kiddush at noon. Shabbos is already one and a half over, two thirds over. So that's a whole different din. That we'll discuss Pesach Hashem tomorrow, the status of Kiddush during the day altogether. And we mentioned that Kiddush is Doraisa based on that Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chaf Amud Beis, which I printed in the source 4 over here, that there it says that women are chayv in Kiddush because kol sheyeshnem b'shmi yeshnem b'schira, and it's Doraisa, and it's a whole question about the wine. Okay, everything we discussed at that point. Now, it's an important point to establish for our purposes here that women are indeed chayv in Kiddush. Okay, let's go over that again. That's the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chaf Amud Beis, because how do we know women are chayv in Kiddush? Isn't it a mitzvah sase? Even we assume it's Doraisa, but isn't it a mitzvah sase shazman groma? Right? And the answer is, we have a special link, and that's the idea we just had in the Seres HaDibros on Shabbos, Shomer Shomer Shabbos HaKadosho. We know in Yisro it says Zohar Shomer Shabbos HaKadosho, so the Gemara there in Shavuos Daf Chaf Amud Beis says that Zohar v'shomer b'dibur echad nemru. Somebody asked me why in the Chadod it has the other way. Shomer v'zohar b'dibur echad. So the pashtus is because it's an acrostic with the name of the author, Shlomo Halevi. So the Shin works out better that way, right? Shlomo Halevi. Shlomo Al-Kavitz lived in Sfat in the time of the Beis Yosef and the Rizal. He's known best for the Chadod. He would run the Swarm too. The other thing is the Monos Halevi on Miguel Sester. Yeah. So anyway, so that's why it's Shomer v'zohar. The Gemara's lashon is Zohar v'shomer b'dibur echad nemru, ma she'en yochel apel adabu, which the average person can't do, right? And the average person can't even hear it. So what's the reason why? So the Gemara says, Amar of Adabar Abba, again, this is in source 4, Shavuos Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Amar of Adabar Abba, Noshim Chavish Kiddush Shom Dvar Torah, Amar Kol, Zohar v'shomer, Kol Sheyeshim B'shmir, Yeshim B'shira, V'hani Noshi, Hol V'shim B'shmir, Yeshim B'shim B'shira. Women are potter only from mitzvah seisha zman groma. But Shomor implies all the lavim of Shabbos. Women are chayiv and all the losas are the same as men. We're on Kedusha, there's a couple of exclusions, but basically all the same as men. So therefore, anything under Shomor, Shomor, Shabbos, Akadosh, women are obligated, even if it is Zman Groma, whereas that says they would be potter from except with this linkage between Shomor and Zohar, called Yeshtem Bishmir, Yeshtem Bishmir. There was a similar thing with regarding eating matzah on Pesach night. Women are obligated to eat matzah on Pesach night because there's a link between the Isser of not eating chametz and this of yei matzah. Not eating chametz is a low sasa. So the Gemara says, "Kol sheyeshem b'bal tochol matzah is yeshem b'kumva say, b'bal tochol whoever is b'bal tochol chametz is also in the kumva say of achilas matzah." Fine. Okay. So what?
Doesn't matter. Shomer is an
assay. Yes, it's shomer, but means you know it's shomer. Gemara has an expression kol loshon shomer pen and al is a lav. Anytime it has that expression, it's a lav. Okay, anyway, that's the din. If you take a look in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah says, say, Kuf Nun Hei, and in the Rambam there just talks about the Mitzvah of Kiddush, and says the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, Zechoy Al Yayin, but the Sefer HaChinuch, the Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, you have to summarize. In that point, it says, V'no Heges B'chol Zman, B'chol Moch B'chol Zman, B'zchorim Uven Nekevas, he doesn't quote this whole lashon of the whole lumdus of Zohar and Shomer, just alludes to the Gemara briefly that Nashim Chayav is Kiddush and Havdalah. Okay, fine. So that establishes that women are obligated in Kiddush. The question about Havdalah is a different story, which we may or may not get to later in the week. Okay, having said all of this, we can now look in the Gemara in, we'll skip now, we may come back to this afterwards, but we'll look now to another Gemara in Psachim on Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Mar Pesach on the Daf Kuf on the base, which is in source number 13. We'll skip to now. Okay? Yeah. The other things that are similar to what we saw already. Gemara says the following story, the very bottom of Kuf on the base, in Pesach, famous Gemara. O Sam B'nai Adam, those individuals, Shekidshu Beis HaKnesses, they heard Kiddush and Shul on Friday night. We're talking now about Kiddush Al HaKos. They heard Kiddush Al HaKos on Friday night. Yeah? Kiddushu Beis HaKnesses. Omarav, they yayin lo yotzi, they Kiddush yotzi. Rav said, they're not yotzei the bracha on wine, meaning the bar per gofen you heard in Shul will not pati you from having to say bar per gofen if you want to drink more wine at home as part of your meal. It's not our topic. But they kiddush yotzu. According to Rabbi Yotzu, it's a kiddush. Why not? You heard kiddush and you heard it ala kos. Whether you made it or not, the rabbi made it, the chazin made it, whoever made it, you're yotze 100%. So says the Gemara. However, Shmuel Amar Afi, they kiddush lo yotzu. Shmuel on the top of Kuf Aleph Mem Aleph says, no, you're not yotze the mitzvah of kiddush. Now you're not yotze the bar per gofen, meaning, you know, if you have more wine at home, you have to make a new bar per gofen. The bar per gofen you heard in shul, even if you drank something, in shul won't count. Again, that's not our topic. Then the Gemara says, when you get home, afi de kiddush lo yotzu, you'll have to make kiddush again. You're not yotze with the kiddush in shul. So says the Gemara, again, it's source 13. So according to Rav, elo le Rav, lama le kedusha bevesei. According to Rav, why do we make kiddush again at home? After all, according to Rav, the yotze, you heard kiddush in shul. I don't know what the, here they made kiddush Friday night, right? Yeah, in the shul they did make kiddush Friday night. Rav made kiddush Friday night. And on the other shul, I don't know if it's done the other shul, I don't know. But the many shuls have the meaning to make Kiddush Friday night. They made another shul, right? Many shuls make Kiddush Friday night. I don't know, I live in Teaneck, it's kind of split down the middle. But many shuls make Kiddush Friday night.
Is it split based on age, you think?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
I think my rab says no, because he doesn't want drinking in the shul.
In the general rule, a dry shul. Could be a reason.
But I mean, even on grape juice.
Like, yeah, I understand. It's like a low plug.
Right.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
I'm just saying,
it's
not to drink at a shul.
Yeah. Okay. Now some shuls don't permit alcohol at all, anything. I mean, in Teaneck, I know that maybe it's interesting. It's based on the age. You're saying the older shuls do. Beth Abraham does make Kiddush Friday night. No, they used to. I think they do. No, in the Newburgh shul. I know my shul doesn't. I know different. Many shul does. Many shul does. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. Interesting survey to take. But anyway, but those who do, so according to Rav, why? What's the problem with that kiddush? Nothing. You yotze with that kiddush. So why do I have to make kiddush again at home? You heard it in shul already. And the question is compounded. Why do I have to make it home? Shouldn't it be a bracha latala? I mean, the kiddush is a bracha, so shouldn't it be a bracha latala? So the Gemara answers, no, as we all know, is because, according to Rav, is ela lahot kedei lahotzi bono b'nei beis. So we just established that women are chayav in kiddush, deraisa, yeah? So the women generally don't go to shul. Perhaps other people in the home who didn't make it to shul. So they have to hear kiddush. So the only reason we make kiddush again at home is for the benefit of those people at home who didn't hear kiddush in shul. Implication being that if mice everybody was in shul, sometimes women do come to shul. Let's say the women did come to shul. Everyone in the shul, in the home was in the shul. According to Rav, you'd not have to make kiddush again at home. The only reason you have to make kiddush again at home is for the people who weren't there. All right, now the Gemara turns the tables. Ushmuel. So according to Shmuel, that you're not yotze with the kiddush and shul, so lomalei lekadush by kinishta. So why do we bother making kiddush and shul for altogether? You're not yotze anyways. Isn't it a waste of time? And again, possibly a bracha batala. So when he gives the answer, no, lafuke orachim edei chavos and ochel v'shatzur gam v'kinishta. It's for the sake of their guests. Many shuls used to have, maybe still do, have guests who come to the shul, who sleep there, or they eat there. They would have for poor people. They would have, the community would set up, you know what, like a soup kitchen or something along those lines with the aniyim or travelers who didn't have any place to stay, so they would eat in the shul. So the kiddush that they said at the end of davening after Ma'ariv in shul was the kiddush that counted for these folks who were going to be eating in the shul. So Shmuel, that's why I make kiddush in shul. But anechanam, if you're going home to eat at home later, why do you have to make kiddush again at home? Because you weren't yotze in shul. It was only the kiddush in shul was only for the benefit of those individuals who happened to be eating in the shul, eating and drinking and sleeping in the shul. Why does Shmuel insist that the kiddush does not count to anybody else but those people? So that's the famous Gemara of Azar Shmuel, Tamei Domer Shmuel, Ein Kiddush Ela Mokum Suda. That's the rule of Shmuel. You require Kiddush Mokum Suda. And since you're not eating in the shul, most may have a handful of people, these visitors or aniyim or guests or whatever who are taka eating in the shul, but the rest of the people, folks who are not eating in the shul, you're going home to have Friday night dinner, so then you're not yotzei in shul because you require kiddush mokum sudas. Before we go on to the source that we have, I want to explore for a few minutes, not on the sheets, I'm sorry, but just a little trying to understand a little bit about this concept of kiddush b'mokum suda. What kind of din is this exactly? Now the Gemara goes on. Very important that's on the sheets. Forgive me, but the Gemara goes on. After introducing Shmuel's din, the Gemara says, by the way, says the Gemara, Av Rav Huna sover ain't kiddush b'mokum makam suda. Rav Huna also agrees that you need kiddush b'mokum suda. The Rav Huna kaddish, because one time Rav Huna made kiddush, this akrile shraga, and then his candles blew out. The wind or whatever happened, the candles blew out. But Ailele Lamana the beginning of the Rabba Bray. So he went to have the rest of his meal in the house of his son Rabba, the Havashraga, who had candles. The candles still did not blow out. The Kaddish taught me to make Kiddush over again. Okay? Why? Evidently, he was of the opinion that the Kiddush he made earlier at home did not work. Why? Because he ended up eating there. And it required Kiddush Malkum Sudam. Right? So, and apparently he couldn't eat in the dark, right? Like we discussed last week with Lucas Neres. It was too dark. It was unpleasant to eat. So he went to eat somewhere else. So he went to the neighbor, to his son that had lights, that had candles. So he made kiddush again. I would have made kiddush again, heard kiddush again. He said it already in his house. The answer is he hadn't eaten yet. And he required kiddush mokum suda. The next Gemara says, Av Rabba sovereign kiddush mokum suda. Rabba also holds kiddush mokum suda. Why? Dharma Abaye, ki avina beymar, because I remember, says Abaye, when I was by Rabba's house, he refers to Rabba as Mar, my master. Rabba was uncle of Abaye and his Rebbe. Rava and Abaye were contemporaries, right? The Bar Pluk, we always have Machlokas, Rava and Abaye. Rabba is the uncle of Abaye. Abaye was an orphan, you know this, right? Abaye was, in fact, Abaye never met either of his parents. Mar says Abaye's father died while his mother was pregnant with him, and then the mother died in childbirth. So Abaye never was a Yosem from the time of his birth, and he was raised by his uncle, Rabba. Abaye was a nickname. His real name was Nachmoni, the Gemara says. Rashi, I'm getting like that. His real name was Nachmoni. Very possibly named for his family, Rabba. Rabba was Rabba Bar Nachmoni. So maybe Abaye was named for the Zeta Nachmoni, so to speak. And his uncle Rabba raised him, was also his Rebbe. Some say Abaye is Rosh HaTevis. Asher Becho Yerucham Yosom. In you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the orphan shall find comfort. The Pasuk in Hosea from the Haftar of the Shabbat Shuvah. Right, that's probably after the fact. But Abaye may come from the word Abba, whatever it comes from. But Abaye was Rabba's Talmud as well as his nephew. So he said, I remember when we used to visit Rabba, my uncle, Kavim Mikadesh, when he would make Kiddush on Friday night, Amalan, he would tell us, the Talmudim, Timu Midi, Dilmu Adazlitu Ishpiza Misakal Shraga, because I'm afraid, you know, if you don't, apparently the Talmudim all used to come, I guess they used to come Friday night to the Rebbe to wish him good Shabbos and maybe share the Ratar or something like that. And Rabba would make Kiddush. And Rabba would always tell the Talmidim, you better eat something here so that you'll be yotze with this Kiddush, just in case. Remember, there's no electricity in those days. So just in case, by the time you come home, in case the candles go out, you won't be able to eat. And you won't be able to make Kiddush where you're eating. Over Kiddusha the Hachalon Afkitu, and you won't be yotze. You won't have been yotze with this Kiddush here because it's you didn't eat. Dein Kiddush Shalom Mokum Suda. Okay. Just as a side point, you know, we paskin like Shmuel, halacha. Are you looking around in the Shulchan? We paskin like Shmuel that require Kiddush Malkum Suda, which is a little rare, actually, because we generally have a klal, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which we have many of in the throughout Shas. The general rule is Hilchos HaKerav beIsuri uKeshmuel beDine. Right? Usually, when there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, halacha follows Rav in matters of Issa v'Heter, and that's what, you know, ritual law, what's mutter, mitzvahs, and so on. And halacha follows Shmuel in the realm of dinim, dinim meaning like dinim mominus, right? The business law, civil law, and the like. So the shaila is here, machlok is Rav and Shmuel, so we should take a pasen like Rav. This is more in the realm of Issa v'Heter, it's not business law. So how can we pasen like Shmuel? So some suggest that's exactly why the Gemara goes on to tell all these stories about Rav Huna and Rabba and Abaye, they're all held because since all these other Amor, it's not just the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, it seems like all the other big Amoraim, other Gedolei Amoraim also held Kiddush Malkum Suda. That's why we pass like Shmuel over Rav, even though there's an exception to the rule, just a side point. Anyway, that's the Gemara. So just an interesting question. If I can go back to the sheet for a moment. Okay. The Rashbam Rashbam in source 14 at the beginning of the sugya, Daf Kufmud Beis, says the people heard kiddush in shul. What is that? Who kiddush shemikadesh shliach tzibur belele shabbos im tov v'zaknesset? That's referring to the kiddush which the chazan makes in shul on Friday night. See, they kiddush yotzu afal bishal shos. So the kaimel on the makadesh tzarich shiitom im lo tam el echemem yotzu kuni dechavosam. Even though someone has to drink, the answer is somebody does drink. The chazan drinks, and that patters everybody. That patters everybody. The next Rashbam in 16 quotes the pasuk from Yeshaya Perek Nunches, discusses what is the makor for this din of kiddush makom suda. Kedar parshin tamal kameh ein kiddush makom suda dechsev v'karosa la Shabbos oneg. That's the pasuk I quoted in its entirety in 15 Yeshaya Perek Nunches pasuk Yud Gimel. Famous pasuk in Toshu b'Shabbos Raglecha Zos Chavetzel Yom Kachi v'karosa Shabbos oneg l'tzol Shem Mechubot b'chibadat ma'asos Shrochecha and so Chavetzel Chavetzel Dover. Those are pasukim Yeshaya which some people have a minute to say as part of kiddush on Shabbos day. Right, some people say those pasukim. But anyway, I'm so sorry. But anyhow, the point is, it says v'karos al Shabbos oneg. Says the Rashbam, what does that mean? V'karos al Shabbos oneg. B'mokom shatakor al Shabbos klomar kriyat the kiddush shomte oneg. Remember how we described last week that what's the nature of kiddush according to at least one view is to declare Shabbos, right? V'karos al Shabbos. That's a hint towards kiddush. The words in Yeshaya v'karos al Shabbos. You're when you make your declaration of Shabbos. Where should that be? Oneg. What's the principal oneg of Shabbos? It's Suda. So that's a link. It's a drasha. That's how Shabbos says a drasha. V'karosol Shabbos oneg. In the place where you have Kriya Shabbos, that's what we call Kiddush, that should be together with oneg, together with the Suda, should be in the same place. That's the drasha there, says Rashbam. Inami, another answer. Svarahu. Now, even if you don't understand a lot of limit, it's a Svarah. The ikba kiddush ala yayin, since kiddush is associated with wine, the gemara we had before, we're on daf kufav, we spoke about last week also, zacher ala yayin. So mistam ala yayin shebashah suda hukva the chashet. What wine? What are you talking about wine? When do you have wine? You have wine in association with a meal. Okay, wine, oh, a good meal is always accompanied by wine. Okay, so therefore, when you say you have to have kiddush with ala yayin, mistama, it's yayin that's associated with a meal. Those are two suggestions of Rashbam regarding the concept of kiddush makom suda. As I said before, the Rambam paskins halacha that we require kiddush makom suda. It's there in front of you. Parak chav tes halacha ches of the Shabbos. Ain kiddush ala makom suda keitzad lo yikadosh b'bayizev yochel b'bayiz achi. You can't make kiddush in house A and go eat in house B. On the other hand, however, avol kiddush b'zavizu ochel b'zavishnia. Okay. However, in the same room, well, you made kiddush over here, and you moved your seat to a little bit elsewhere in the room. That's okay. V'lama mekadosh in beis haknesses. So why in the world do we make a beis kiddush and shul? Mnei aruchin shochin shoshin sham shoshin sham. Guests to eat and drink and shochin aruch as well. So in reish ein gimel sif alef ein kiddush alam makom suda ubayis echad mepina lepina chashu makom echad. The same house in one corner, that's the same place. Okay, fine. And again, that's the halacha. Now,
so you can what they do here. Yeah. Not so much Shabbos. Can the rabbi?
Yeah, made kiddush upstairs
and down here.
Yeah,
so, I made you make it down.
Right,
sure.
Right. So it's not so clear. The truth of the matter is, if you look in the Rambam, I don't want to be diving this now. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam's lashon was bezoviz kiddush bezoviz zuv ochel bezoviz shnia. It's in the same room, just different sides of the room. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is, kiddush lechol pina zuv nilchol pina cheres. I feel trachlim, even it's a big house, okay. And then he says, "Mibayis l'sukka choshem pina pina k'yeshom shekol sheroi makomo." Even as long as you can see the place, okay. V'yeshom imshim kiddush makom echad al das lecho makom acher shapir damim. As long as b'ushi u'shnei makom is bayis echad k'yon mecheder cheder om igler ara upstairs and downstairs. So v'yeshom. So presumably they're relying on here. I'm not sure why. In other words, you know, we'll be the harm and get us down here. But I guess these have everyone's attention upstairs. And, sometimes in shuls they do it. They have the kiddush. I've seen shuls that have a room behind the beis haknesses, behind the sanctuary, with a curtain, and like that's the social hall, which maybe they have to expand the shul. That's why they have to have more seats on Shem Kippur. But other than that, they use it as a social hall. So they'll open the curtains and have them at kiddush, and everyone can go over there.
Well, I know the pain of coming to a kiddush, and I'm looking at the punter's ticket, the rabbi,
till he gets down here, right. No, that's true, too. That's
so
true.
I guess,
okay. If you're really hungry, you can't wait for the shalom to the kugel, so this might be better. Okay, but anyway, it's July, so there is a yesh omrim here. The Rambam didn't go into all that, but the Shulchan Aruch does. You have a yesh omrim that it's as long as the last one. Yesh omrim, shim kiddush mach mecher al das, lechum mach mecher shabbat, v'hu shiu shnei amakomus, v'ay zechad, k'yom mechel lecher al migul arim. Migul arim means from one floor, you know, top floor or low floor, etc. So that's what the line is. Okay, anyway, yeah. So we pass in Kiddush Machmas, we're trying to understand now what the nature, before we get into the issue of Kiddush and Shul, but what's the nature of this din of Kiddush Machmas Suda? What's behind it? Why should there be such a din that you have to have Kiddush? What's the association? So you could likewise, Rav Ashbam says, well, you have a pasuk, for Kosovo Shabbos Oni. Okay? But what's, I want to try to understand for a second, you know, what's behind it. So it's interesting, it could be, it seems to be that it's Machokas Rishonim. A little bit about this, and it's not on the sheet. I'm going to say about Per. Could be the Machokas Rishonim about this. And we'll ask the following question to present the Hakira. Is it a din in Kiddush, or is it a din in the Suda? In other words, is there a din that Kiddush Friday night requires a Suda? Okay? Or is there a din that you have a din of Suda Shabbos, and Suda Shabbos has to be introduced by Kiddush? You follow my question? What's the nature of the din of Ein Kiddush Al Mokum Suda? Now, I'll tell you the following Nafkamina. Let's say you have a guy who's not feeling well. He's not hungry. He's not going to eat Friday night. Not planning to eat. So you could argue that if I'm not going to eat, so if the whole din of Kiddush is that my Suda should be introduced by Kiddush, I'm not having a Suda. Right? I'm not having a Suda. So if I'm no Chiv of Kiddush, I don't have to bench, right? So I don't have to make Kiddush either. But if you hold that Kiddush Mokum Suda, in other words, does the Kiddush depend on the Suda? That Kiddush Mokum Suda is that Kiddush should introduce the Suda, but Kiddush on its stands on its own. In other words, what does it mean, Kiddush Mokum Suda? Kiddush Mokum Suda can mean, I can't make, there's a linkage. I can't make Kiddush in place A and eat in place B. But that's only if I'm going to eat somewhere else. But if I'm not eating at all, is there a chiyuv of Kiddush? Well, that'll depend on this question. You follow? Let me try to make it clear. In other words, you could argue that the requirement of Kiddush Mokum Suda is a negative, meaning I'm not allowed to make Kiddush over here and eat over there. I'm having Kiddush, I'm having a Suda, so they have to be linked together. So it's interesting, first of all, in general, but I just want to mention, there is a Machokas we've shown him also, is this Din D'oraisa or not? You know, somewhat of a Nidayik from the fact that the Lashon of Shmuel is, and we always call it Kiddush B'mokum Suda, right? That's how we refer to it colloquially. What's Shmuel's Lashon? Ein Kiddush Ela Mokum Suda. It could be said, Kiddush is the Raisa, we said, right? So, what is the nature of having a Suda altogether?
That's just Kiddush. Kiddush
what? Yeah. In other words, is Kiddush Mokum Suda Darabonim? Well, you could say that. Kiddush the Raisa. So, Darabonim, we have, like I said last week, why? No, it's after the Suda. The Lashon of Shmuel is not quite like that. Shmuel's Lashon is Ein Kiddush Elo Mokum Suda. What do you mean Ein Kiddush? Kiddush is in the Raisa, huh?
It seems like most of the Kiddush.
Yes, that's my point. That's exactly. You could say that. And it seems to be Machlokes Rishonim about it. Okay? It seems to be Machlokes Rishonim about it. And it was because the one of the Medayik in Shmuel's Lashon, Ein Kiddush Elo Mokum Suda. Ein Kiddush Elo Mokum Suda sounds like there's no Kiddush. What do you mean? Kiddush is the Raisa. You wouldn't say a Lashon Ein Kiddush Elo Mokum Suda unless the Suda is also part of it. It's part of the same Mahus. Otherwise, just to say it's a Darabanan Takon, it's a Darabanan Takon Suda, but then it wouldn't have the Lashon Ein Kiddush. You still have Kiddush, the Raisa. Now, I say that, you know, in a strident fashion here, but to be, you know, completely intellectually honest, the Prima Gadim has an introduction called Psychologalis, a general introduction to Shulchan Aruch, where he has certain klalim, and he saw there are examples where the chachamim would say that a person, you know, you're not yotze, and if you don't do it the way the rabbanon instituted it, so they're even mafkia, so to speak, to the raisa. Say it again. Sort of, I don't think he used that expression there, But he said the Chachamim sometimes can be Oker Doraisa by saying, don't do it our way, you're not Yotze at all.
If you see Kriya Shema after Chatzos.
Is that one of his examples? That would be a good example, actually. Just had it in Brachos, right? Yeah, it would be a good example. I'm trying to remember what the... I don't remember offhand. So I don't have any sheets and I haven't seen in a while. But the Prima Gadam has other examples. So I'm just saying the fact
about,
that...
Tefillah? Am I Yotze Mederaisa of Tefillah? Just get up in the morning and go...
Yeah, right. So maybe that would be... Well, you have to have Sheva Kosher. Although, maybe. Maybe that would be... I don't remember now. He gives it... what example he gives... if it'll come to me, I'll say it. But be that as it may, this could be one of those cases. I'm just trying to be fully intellectually honest by telling you that it's not an absolute proof, ain't Kiddush and Malkus, but it does sound like that.
If it's okay. Derisa, what's the Makar? What do you.
Well, again,
you could, along these lines.
Well, you could, well, so you could say those are the 2 days in Ashbam. That's what I'm trying to. Because it's a Kosel Shabbos Oneg, it could be a Derisa, which is Nisparish by the Nevi'im. Right? It's in the Medivah Kabbalah. So, whereas the other thing. That's what I get to. I mean, I'll say it now. Right? Or like, give me 2 seconds, but that's what it'd be. I don't know. But it certainly was shown and was seen to say it's the Raisa. In fact, they also want to bring a Raya from the next from the story, because Rav Huna said to the Talmud, you better eat something here because you get home, your candles may go out, and you won't be Yotze with this Kiddush. Why not? Just because Kiddush, you won't be Yotze with this Kiddush at all? I mean, why not say they'll go home and if the lights went out, so it's Onos Rachman Patra, what can you do? At least I'll come to Raisa. But that wasn't Rav Huna's Lashon. It wasn't Rabba's Lashon. Rabba's Lashon was, on the Kiddush here, you're not Yotze. Okay, I mean, it's a machlokas. But the other question is also based on Gimbe Medayik from the stories over here, that he was saying the following, wait a second. What did Rabba exactly say? And this really looks like from the Rashbam. Okay, it looks like from the Rashbam here. What was the concern? So, Dilma is Akhlus, let me read this. Dilma's Akhlu Choshuaga, Rabba said, you may come to the Talmid, you better eat something here because you may come home, maybe your candles blew out. Velo Tochlu, and you won't be able to eat supper. Afilu Atem Hochen Lishon Velo Achilu, even if you go to sleep without eating, Bekiddush Dehochol Unafkisa, you're not Yotze with this Kiddush. Okay, now what does that mean? Wait a second. That seems to imply, and this is what Rashbam says, and other Bishonim say this, Mefurish. Okay, actually, I don't have it here. It's too big. The Ran, I think, pretty much says it's Mefurish. I could have argued, let's think about Rabba's Talmidim for a second. Okay? I could have argued and said the following. Rabba's Talmidim, he tells them to eat something in his house. Yeah, because by the time they get home, the candles will blow out, and they won't have the opportunity to eat, and they'll go to sleep, and they won't be Yotzei Kiddush. Why? Maybe the Chiv of Kiddush Mokum Suda is only if you're having a Suda. But these guys aren't going to have a Suda, right? Because their candles blew out. Oh, well, so they're going to go to sleep. What can you do? They'll go to sleep hungry. They come back to their apartment. There's no candles. There's no electricity. And there's no food there now. Okay, so what are they going to do? Nothing else to do. So go to sleep. So I could have argued that their Yotze, the Kiddush, that they heard at Rabba's house. Because maybe Kiddush Mokum Suda is only requirement when you're having a Suda. Then it's got to be together with Kiddush. When you're having a Suda. But these guys weren't going to be having this. So that was the whole concern. They would miss their Suda. So if they missed the Suda, I would have argued, so what? So what? So the Yotze, at least that Kiddush. Right? But that's not what Rabba said. Rabba said to them, you won't be Yotze, my Kiddush. Why? Evidently, Rabba learns that Kiddush Mokum Suda is not a din. That the Suda has to be accompanied by Kiddush. Really, it's like a turnaround. It's almost like, you know what the halach is? You need Suda Makom Kiddush. We call it Kiddush Makom Suda, but according to what I'm saying now, these Rishonim, it's really a din in Suda Makom Kiddush. Kiddush has to be accompanied, a din in Kiddush to have a Suda with it. And that's why Rabbi said, if you're not going to end up having a Suda, you won't be out with my Kiddush I had here unless you eat something here. You follow what I'm saying? Am I making it clear? Guys, yeah. You got it? Right, so that's the way some Rishonim, that's what the Rashbam seems to say. He said, I'll read his words again. Dilma is akal chushraga, velo tochlu, you won't eat at all. So I would have thought, oh, they don't eat at all? Okay, so then they go to with Rabbi's Kiddush. Because there's no problem, Kiddush Mokum Suda is only when you're having a Suda. And what's the din of Kiddush Mokum Suda? You can't have your Suda in my house and have Suda in your house. Okay, but if you're not having Suda at all, that's not what the Rashbam said. Now the Meiri, not to be shown in the Suda, you learn not that way. The Meiri actually quotes it. You know, the Meiri, remember, has nicknames to everybody. He says, the Gedolei Rabbanim, Remember, the Rimi always had, doesn't never refers to Rishonim by the names. It always has nicknames for everybody. And then the footnote, they tell you who it is. Right? So, he says, the Gdol HaRabbonim learned, but I don't think it's right. And he himself says, no, they would have been, that's not what it means. It's only chatchila, etc., etc. The Meiri holds that kiddush makom suda, it means when you're having a suda, you have to have kiddush. But if you're not having a suda, and again, it could come up, nafkamina chaps, like I was saying to you before, Moshe, nafkamina chaps, a guy knows in advance, let's say he had a big lunch, or he's not feeling well, whatever, is there any inyan to hear kiddush? And, you know, and I had the grad of this year. It ended up, I was much sicker than I thought I was. I didn't have my appendix out, and I just was feeling, I didn't realize it, I was just feeling schwach on Friday night. I went to shul, and I came home and made kiddush, and I was just like completely drained, and I never felt this way. I mean, I happened to have had a busy week, I was tired, whatever, I thought I was overexhausted. So I remember I made kiddush, and then I quickly washed, I had some challah. I told my wife, my children, I said, I'm sorry, I gotta go to bed, I can't keep my eyes open. You know, so I benched, went to sleep. And the same thing Shabbos morning, and then Saturday night I found out that I had to go to the hospital. But anyway, the Baruch Hashem all ended well, but very, very strange.
You couldn't jump?
Huh?
You able to jump?
No, so the truth of the matter is just I don't go into I didn't know it was my appendix. I was feeling schwach. I definitely was feeling schwach. But I went to shul, gave my drawers, I did whatever, I gave a shiur, gave whatever I normally do on Shabbos. I was just feeling very schwach. And it hurt a little bit. My wife, who's a nurse, said to me Friday night, maybe we should go to the emergency room because something's wrong. She never saw me that I couldn't eat. Then I went to sleep. I woke up and I was a little uncomfortable. And I didn't feel, not else any heroism. I didn't feel, I usually get, you know, people ask about going to hospital on Shabbos. You know, somebody has to go to the hospital if you're sick on Shabbos. No question about it. But how do you measure the criteria? So I always tell people to use this way of thinking. I said, if it'd be 3 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday night, would you go to the hospital? The answer is yes, then you do it on Shabbos also. But if it were 3 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday, you say, you know what, I'll wait till the morning. So then, so the truth, that's how I felt. If it were 3 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, I wouldn't have run to the hospital. All right, I didn't Friday or Shabbos when I went to school. But usually, apparently, people tell me you usually feel a lot worse than I did when you have this problem. And I went to a dinner Motzei Shabbos. I spoke to a doctor there, and he came over right after from dinner, and he said, right now, so Baruch Hashem. But anyway, that was both Friday night. So, but I washed. I mean, but nafkamin would be. Let's say it wasn't that severe, and I knew I wasn't feeling well. I wasn't gonna be able to eat. But at least I should hear kiddush, right? Well, that depends on this. That depends on this machokas. I just want to say that maybe those are the two days in that Rashbam. In other words, the Rashbam brings two makoros for concept of kiddush makom suda. Makoros Shabbos oneg pasuk, and then it's a svara. So if you hold it's a pasuk, so then it could be if it's a pasuk navi. So that's the old question. That could be a deraisa. Just as a side point, the Rambam, I alluded to it in the drasha here on Shabbos, the Rambam in the last parak of Hilchos Shabbos, parak Lamed, says, Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos, two that are in the Torah and two that are midivrei kabbalah, I think it's lashon shenisparshu al yedei neviim. So that could have a deraisa status, in the Torah Shabbat Peh. Because we assume a lot of things that the neviim came out with, the neviim didn't make a novi roshay l'chadish dover, a novi can't make up a new, other than a roshah, but a novi can't make up a new mitzvah, so whatever you have in the Nevi'im was part of Torah Shabbat Peh until then, and then it was written down. So it's a Doraisa. So it could be that the Vekaros HaShabbos Oneg, if you take that, so that's a Doraisa, and that's Kiddush Makom Suda. But the second comment of the Rashbam, the Inami, is a Svara that it relates it to the Suda. Midik b'Kiddush al Yayin, so Mistama, it's the Yayin of the Suda. So maybe these two opinions are... in the Rashbam, as to what the makor is of Kiddush Makom Suda, also helps us define the nature of Kiddush Makom Suda. Is it a din in Kiddush? Or is it, you know, if it's a din in Kiddush, I'm saying in a way it would be better to call it Suda Makom Kiddush. It's a din that you have to have, you know, it relates to the Suda. Now, if it relates to the Suda, what's the idea? So that's a further thing, which maybe we'll talk about the day after, maybe on Wednesday. The idea is that a Shabbos Suda has to be introduced with Kiddush. A Shabbos Suda has to be introduced with Kiddush. Matter of fact, some people, you know, make Kiddush Ramam, so they make Kiddush Shal Shudas too. And in order to define a Suda, and that makes a certain amount of sense to say a Suda requires Kiddush. Otherwise, how does it stand out as a Shabbos Suda? You'd eat supper anyway Friday night, even if it goes back to, you know, what we spoke about last week on Friday, right? In other words, the purpose of Kiddush is to make some sort of a declaration, but it makes a declaration vis-a-vis a Suda. Otherwise, how does a Suda stand out as a Shabbos Suda? If it be Wednesday night also eats supper, Thursday night also eats supper, so Friday night eats supper too. So the food's a little better, okay. Maybe that's nicer silverware, nicer dishes, and all that. But the nature of the Suda is the Suda should be introduced by Kiddush. That also explains why we have Kiddush during the day. I mean, I'm conflating a lot of things right now. But making Kiddush during the course of the day may also be a din in why do we make Kiddush during the day? Especially we learn that Kiddush is to declare the sanctity of the day. So like I said before, by the time you make Kiddush during the day, Shabbos is already two-thirds over. That's what Rashi and Rashbam say back on Daf Kuf Vav. We had before, the whole idea is Bichnisoso, right? In the time of Kiddush Hayom, when the day is Miskadesh, right? So the answer is not made really to the Suda. Same thing with the Shal Shudas. And our practice is not to make Kiddush Shal Shudas. It could be, I do. Could be.
Rashi Weiss said.
Oh, should I say to him, it's a kid, yeah. Maybe that's it. Well, what's the kid? Just a bar pair of coffin. You know, but like Shabbos Day, really. Yeah. I had a svara to say why we don't, just defend our part, why we don't make it as a shalosh shudas, is because, like I said before, this is truer in the wintertime than in the summertime. But Friday night, we did anyway. Even if it weren't Shabbos, eat supper at night. Lunch, we did anyway. Nobody eat another meal again at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's already nikkur that's for Shabbos, without the kiddush. You know, it's you don't need the kiddush to declare. The reason I came to this is because again, in the winter summertime, it's a little harder press to say that it's 8 o'clock. You know, so you probably would eat. But at least in the wintertime, that sort of works. Now I explained that's why I was so chassidish of swarm. Why that's what tipped me off that idea. Why do we colloquially refer to off the subject now? But since you, why do we colloquially refer to the third Shabbos meal as shalosh sudas? We call it Suda Shlishis, which in Israeli Hebrew that's they call it Suda Shlishit, right? But in the slang, in the Yiddish, we call it Shalosh Sudos, which is Shalosh Sudos. It's not Shalosh, it's only one meal, it's not three. So why do we call it Shalosh Sudos, right? So the answer is that some of Chassidus Shasharim, they say, because that's what demonstrates that the other meals were also Shem Shabbos. In other words, the fact that I'm eating another meal now, which is clearly the Shem Shabbos, is Modiah, is a Mevara, that the previous two meals were also Shem Shabbos. Because otherwise, because the truth is, again, had it been a Tuesday night, Wednesday, we'd also eaten supper and lunch, right? So it's a third Shabbos meal that sort of like is Megala on the other meals. All right, anyway, take a leave it. But that's the idea of that. Okay, so I just wanted to share with you this Chakir relating to just defining Kiddush Makom Suda. Again, Rabbi Shmuel originally, but then Rabbi and Ravun also. The Lashon is Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda. The question is, how literally do we take that? But now let's come back to our issue over here. Tosus points out, I alluded to it before, Daf Kuf Amud Beis in Pesachim, which I have printed in source number 19. Yedei Kiddush Yotzu. Fine. Okay, that's what we said before, right? Even though this is usually the rule is Hilchasok Rav Bisur Shmuel Bedine, we pass him here like Rav because the other Amori went like him. Okay. And the only reason we make Kiddush and Shul is because of the Orchim. It says Tosus, the end of 19. The hecha, the leka, orchim, samach v'saknesis, ein lekadesh, to have a brochel of atala, the kamon kishmuel. Boy, you can't punch out more clear than that. Shmuel Tosus says openly, if there are no guests in the shul, no one sleeping and eating next to the shul, you do not make kiddush in shul, and it is a brochel levatala, the kamon kishmuel. We pass him like Shmuel, ein kiddush al mokum suda. If nobody's eating in shul, it is not only a waste of time, it's a brochel levatala for the rabbi or the chazan, whoever else, to make kiddush in shul. That's the lashon of Tosus, ein lekadesh, to have a brochel levatala. Okay? Well, I mean, them's fighting words for a lot of shuls that have. Have the practice. They do make Kiddush. You asked about age. I don't know. You take a survey around the town. I think you're correct. The old time shuls, the older time shuls do make Kiddush in shul on Friday night. You know, I think it's the shuls that, I don't want to say it the wrong way, but it was started more by B'nai Torah in more recent times or whatever, and maybe don't. I don't know. Certainly tell me the Rav, people, shuls that were started, but you know, in the last, I don't know, 40 years, 30 years less, by Tamin of the Rav, probably don't do it. The Rav didn't like it. But
maybe related to, you know, I don't know, like why would like a Hanukkah licht and shul?
Very
like
good, okay. Hold could be, okay. But first thing Tosa says, I mean, Tosa doesn't mince any words here. And Tosa says, Hechad lecha orchim some of his akneses, ain lekadish rochel atol de kailon kishmo. Okay? The Rosh in Shachem Perk Yud, which I have over here, source number 20, right? The Rosh Perk Yud, it's Simon, end of Simon Hay. The Rosh says, "Umehashta have brocha batala ain't shom orchin." But then he says, "Barav Rabbeinu Yona pirish the ain't a brocha batala." Rabbeinu Yona says, "Not a brocha batala." The Hod Aminim ain't kiddush elamokum suda. Hainu midrabbanon. Asmechua rabbanon akrav bekarasul Shabbos oneg. Okay, he says the following. He says, let's bear in mind that the whole concept of Kiddush Mokum Suda is only Darabanan. The Pasuk, that's an Asmachta. Okay, it's not a Daraisa. The Chachamim found a Pasuk to pin it on, but it's really Darabanan. So holds Rabbeinu Yona. I mean, you know, we said before, no one agrees to that. But that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yona. Okay? And the Iker Kiddush Minatoru, the Ksiv Zachoyal and the Knis also. The Iker Kiddush is to make Kiddush on wine. You don't need a Suda. Kiddush stands on its own. And unfortunately, part of it got cut off, but I'll say it outside. Hilcha kevan sheyesh be'odom she'eni yodim lekadesh. Says of Rabbeinu Yona, you know, in every shul, or many shuls anyway, there are people who don't know how to make Kiddush, or some probably tshuva, or people, you know, who are going to go home and not going to make Kiddush. That may be less true in some shuls today, but I'm fairly certain in many large shuls, okay, around here and elsewhere, there are probably people who come to shul Friday night who are nebuch, not going to go home and make Kiddush. So says Rabbeinu Yona, we can be mezakeh these people. That's why we should still make Kiddush in shul. Because you're going to mezakeh these, they're not eating there? Okay, so it won't be Kiddush Mokum Suda, but I'll kopon him, they'll get credit for Kiddush Doraisa al Yayin. Now this goes back to the Chakir from before. Right? I mean, if you hold like the other side of the Chakir, that the whole idea of Kiddush is to introduce a Suda, so that Kiddush in shul is not going to help these folks. But the idea of Kiddush, you know, is the other way, that Kiddush stands on, you know, on its own, you know, and then the Kiddush and Shul will help them. So that's the Shita of a Yona, but Yona disagrees. Not a Brocha Batala. Because Hagam, that maybe we don't have Orchim, maybe we don't have any Aniyim floating around our shuls nowadays, but Nebuch, there are Jews who, you know, were not as careful as we might want, and therefore, you know, the Kiddush is for them. The Ran has another explanation. The Ran is his commentary on the Rif and Psachim Yutes and Beis. He says in 23, Lafuke Orchid Chavos Nachoshon Beknisha Shafal Pishon Batikim. You know, he has a side problem. What do you mean Orchid that eat in shul? They're not allowed to eat in shul. Right? He deals other Bishon deal with that problem. What do you mean there are guests who eat in the shul? You're not supposed to eat in the shul. So they say it doesn't mean in the shul. They mean in the side rooms. In the social rule, what do you call it? Social rule, next to the shul, fine, whatever. Okay, that's not our issue here. Okay, the Ran says something else. He says, the Anu Achshav, on the fourth line of 23, you can follow inside if you want. But Anu Achshav, Af Agav, the Lo Achli Orchim Beknishta. In our days, nowadays, there are no Orchim in the shul. Vinaktina and Dein Kiddush El Mokum Suda, we passing require Kiddush Mokum Suda. Afilu hachi naktina kedusha beknishta, the kevan de mikara is kumishum orchin, amrina leisha takanas chacham kavuosain. This will be another example, not the first and not the last, where the chacham is sucking something, and what? The reason no longer applies, but guess what? The din remains in force. The Ran says, not the first time, not the last time. And he gives an example from Shabbos. Kid the ashkechon b'me'ein sheva. Why, you know, that's Magen Avos, right? The mini Chazar Soshats in Ma'ariv. Why they make a takon and have a broch achas me'ein sheva after Shemoneh Esrei on Friday nights? Remember why? It's because the people came late, right? And the shuls were out in the boondocks, out in the fields, whatever that says. The iskum am shebesados haboim b'achrona, and you want them to finish and then walk home together. Well, that doesn't apply anymore nowadays either. So you ever see any shuls that don't say Magen Avos? So the practice, you know, we don't say it if it's not a kavod dekaminyan. But if it's a kavod dekaminyan, you do say it.
Why we say there was never bechal the takana?
What?
You'll say that if
because it was never chal, right?
It's only considered a kavod dekaminyan.
And we week to week. I mean, you know, I mean,
a house minyan is considered.
Yeah, a house minyan would be considered.
Like a retreat to a hotel.
Yeah, if you go for a hotel for a weekend, the example the person gives is a base oval. Sometimes they have a minyan a base oval, so they're not going to daven ever again until, you know. So that's
Shabbat Tone, right?
Like Shabbat Tone. Right. So it depends where. If the Shabbat Tone's in a shul, if you go up to the mountain someplace one weekend, then they probably wouldn't say it. Right?
Base of Friday night?
I'm saying sometimes they would have the base. They would daven Minchas, they were already daven there. So they were there already.
They're allowed to do that?
Yeah, so why not? Yeah. They were daven there already. So Mamela, they did that. Or it's like that. I think the other example they give is the Fakir, the base Chasanim. You know, so chassan and sitz, all the friends come over and they have a special minion in the guy's house. They don't do that any other time. So there you wouldn't say it. But if it's, I don't remember now whether you need three times. Let's say go to a bungalow colony. So it's not kabul all year. I never dive in there during the year. No one's there in the winter time. But 8, 9 months, 10 months out of the year, nobody's there. But that's probably kavua, you know, because they dive in there week in, week out in the summer. But let's say, right, to go up to the mountains, you know, Shabbaton rents a campsite or something like that, they never dive in there, then you wouldn't say, Mr. You wouldn't say, yeah.
If you hold that Bracha Levatola is an Isser Deraisa,
yeah.
Rambam, then how could you commit
to that? Yeah, okay, that's an interesting question. Unless
usually it's a Sephardi Ashkenazi split.
Right, but here, yeah. Right. I don't know. The Rambam's, yeah, the Rambam here is a Sephardi. I'm not sure, but he does bring up the. It's also Bracha. Main Sheva is also Bracha. Main Sheva is also Bracha. I guess Yeshkar Chacham, I guess they established it. You know. Well, Yeshkar, they would tell you to. Yeah, it's a good question.
But
I mean, they were misakin this.
But weren't they misakin?
Wait,
weren't they misakin Chazaras as shots? So for the people. And Lechara, the Chazan's also saying a Bracha Levatola, but I'm not the same question. Nowadays,
we don't need it. Nowadays, so, okay, so maybe that, right. And then I mean, there are other reasons there for Chazar Shashat that has other benefits too. Tfilas Hatzim, what we used to talk about. I don't think that's through.
I think it's much more, it's probably much more basic. Pasha, yeah. How are they ever mitaki?
And anything. Brichas and Halal.
Minatora, it's Asur Seishim Hashem.
That was part of the Takana. No, but all the Takanas of, let's say, Yom Tosheni and everything else, you know. Right. Make brachas on halal and on nuts and everything else, and so I'll be in that category. But anyway,
is it a bracha levatola when there's a point?
No, that's al batol. That's the definition. It is al right.
It might not be like a.
But they're right, but it's still right. It's al batol. That's what you're saying. It's al batol. Yeah. But anyway, so but the Rana says he has a different reason. He says like all these shuls that don't make kiddush on Friday night in shul, they do say brachas main sheva. So the Rana says, why is it any different? Same thing. Even though we don't have the time anymore, but we still do it. Okay. So it's interesting you asked about Shmon Esrei. That's the Tshuvas HaRambam here. So what's 24? The Rambam in the Tshuvas, some Reish Chaf Aleph in the Blau edition, other editions, Simon Lamed Zayin, Shela. Ma Yomar Adonainu B'dvar Kol, Shei Spalalu, people daven, V'kulam B'kiyin B'tfil, they all know how to daven. There's nobody there that needs the Chazar HaShashat. Your question. Hayastir Shech Tzibah Tfilahem, Kedei Sholavai Shmishin Aboki, Sheikar Seir HaTfilah Bahuro. The whole Chazar Shashat was that someone was not Baki, right? So we don't have him. Oh, lo yastir lahem shlich tzibus atfilu, v'nei brocha shen tzvicha. V'shekvar hotziu atzmai, v'nei chobu b'lachash. Oh, yeired shlich tzibur l'chatchili v'spal lifneim, v'heim lo yispal l'atzim l'achash. Or maybe nobody should daven, or someone shouldn't daven silently, and it's kadesh shalot tibat al toras asidra. Oh, kun tvalach tfilas alachash royo, so which is it? V'im ein ha'ez de muta elav mamim shen b'kim, kama shur ma'im asar apachos. How many people do not you know need the Chazar Shatz? Is one enough? Do you need 10? Anyway, that's the topic. So in the course of this tshuva, let's read inside. It says the following: Tshuva me'achar me'achar she'tikon chacham zal she'erit shechzibul neteva lo tzmi she'rabaki. Okay, v'aldas avagam liel the one in the Rosh Hashanah lo tziyafilu b'rochi shal yispala ben latzma lo tia tefilas she'chzibur brochal v'atala b'shum panim. It addresses your issue, right? Once the chacham is sakin this. Then, by definition, it's not called Levatola. That's what the Rambam is saying, as I see it. Lo tiyet tefilas shliach tzibur brocha Levatola b'shum t'ponim b'sibas ikar ha'takana. Afal pi she'ein b'zeh ha'kol mishalo yotza. Even though this particular call, there's no one that needs it. Okay? Can look what the Rambam says. Kemo she'im tiknu ha'kiddush b'beis ha'knesses. Just like it. You ask the other way, but the Rambam says, brings a raya from the takana of kiddush b'beis ha'knesses to Chazar Shashat. But Iker is the Adavim Nea Orchin, Vinishai Bechoba, Teknisa Filo, Ain Sham Orchin. Originally it was because of Orchin, but it's become obligatory in all shuls, not the Orchin. We don't have Orchin, right? In other words, so Mamish, the Rambam really brings up our story with Kiddush with the Kiddush and Shul as a raya to the din of general din of Chazar Shashatz. Interesting. Okay? Now, in a parenthesis in this critical edition, he quotes that the Rambam elsewhere seems to say it is a bracha levatola, they're not any orchim, but all right. But I just thought that was an interesting thing. The Rambam brings that up as a raya. And at the end, he says, At the end of the day, what are you going to do with every shul? You're going to have to ask a survey before Chazar Shachat, and God is going to clap. Does anybody here need Chazar Shachat? That's not the way Takanas Chazal work. That's what I'm basically. You can't start now. He quotes the Lashon Nasata Bechah Shurin. Can't start now examining each case. Yeah, and that shul, no, and upstairs, yes, that's somebody down to me. It can't work like that. That's to be sort of a low plug kind of thing. Okay? Yeah. It's a different little bit than the round, but it's the same type of sore. Okay? I have to quote it. The Rashba Tosus brings it also, but I quote it here from the Rashba. Chumas Rashba Chelik Aleph Simen Shin Chav Gimel. I don't claim to understand it exactly, but there is an Indian of Kiddush Mokah, there's a Kiddush and Shul concept. I look at the third line of 25. Afal Pikein Yikachu Vizakhnez Meshatimas Yayin Mishum Refuahi. There's some type of skula that drinking the wine has a refuah aspect to it. Bezeh Shaton Atzir Alav Shechobi El Mishum Refuah. Hilchach Mekadesh Venozim Kedelitin Al Einayim. You know, some people have Havdalah have that meaning. You ever see that? They touch the. There was such a thing made by Kiddush also, because walking Psiagasa takes away more Anim Sha'adam and this puts it back. This is all from the Gaon or Natunoi Gaon. Okay? I don't claim to understand it, but that's another reason why we make Kiddush and Shul on Friday night. Somehow there's this school of benefit to it. School of benefit to it. At the end, the Rashba gives the other reason that we said before, that once they were instituted, they instituted it, just like Brachach and Sheva, which is everywhere, even if they don't need it. Okay? And also compares it to the Shmona Esrei. Yeah, the Orchas Chaim, 26, the Orchas Chaim, Aran Kondolino, another Achron says, another Rishon Rada says, like the Iran, Yesh Omim Kitam, Lefisha Pa'omim, Yesh Betsibu Mishayin, Obokim, Benusar HaKiddush, Ovishmo, Seig Maru, a little bit different. It's not that there might be someone who doesn't make Kiddush, but there might be somebody who doesn't know the words of Kiddush that well. That's why there were no printing presses in those days, so you didn't have a sitter. In our house, you have 500 benchers, okay? And every bar mitzvah and every wedding have benches, so there are no shortage of places where Kiddush is printed. But one day, those days, people didn't have benches or little Kiddush books. So sometimes a person maybe forgot the words of Kiddush exactly by hearing it in shul, said by the chazan. Oh, that'll remind him of the words. It's a little different than the Benyona. Benyona said there might be some people who are not so religious; they're not going to say Kiddush later. They'll be out there. Or Chas Chaim is saying a different teretz. That somehow it's a beneficial, that'll remind people of the words of Kiddush for those who need it. Okay, that's what a Kolbo says as well. All right, so that's another. Again, we're all trying to be melamed schus on this practice. All right. Tos, I said before, I should have put this word. That's quotes that Rav Natunoi Gaon. Beis Yosef has it. Beis Yosef summarizes a lot of the sheet that are printed here. Let's move to the Or Zeruah, because that's a famous piece, 31. The Or Zeruah. Vasher Kasavto. That's what you were referring to before, Vasher Kasavto, that which you wrote before. Shodiacho Smach Losum. Yeah, it doesn't mean Shotim. Mikiddush Shal Beis HaKnes 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 HaKnes
I don't
know. I don't think so. Yeah, I can't mean that. I don't know. Okay. But anyway, he says they make Kiddush and Shul, even though they're not Yotzi and there are no guests here. Tzar le'alech ve'heitev charlech v'yanzad panech lech t'yecha. Maybe he meant Shotim. Maybe he was... Yeah, maybe. Shosim and Shotim. I don't know. He has the kasha.
Kasha said he pronounced it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he
Rashi? Or he was Ashkenazi. Who knows? That's what I'm wondering. I don't know. But anyway, he made fun of this. Other guy made fun of this practice. He presented the child to her as a rule. The Tamiya al Ani al Chacham Benovan Kamocha, Shaiyisa Rashai Lahutzi Dovim Picha Laedata Kama Gaone Gaone Ktoshen Rabseno Magenza Vishramaisha Shapira. Those are the three big cities of the city Ashkenaz, Magenza, Vermaisha is Worms, Spires. Halo Mishom Yotzos Tola Chol Yisrael, Halo Nogu Miyom Shenozdu Kola Gehila Shabirinos, right, the Rhineland. Shabachol Eretz Ashkenaz Amalchason Nogu Avoseno Vavos Avoseno. Tzadikim, Toshim, Chachom, Chom, Ata, Takos, Velem, Shotim. You call them Shotim. Halacha omeres v'atemi kemish v'nogu v'sen v'nochi nevesh al tishim v'nogu v'sechem. Don't you know the din? You know, you're not allowed to be meshana v'nogu mokom and so on. Kilo dava reiku v'mereik mechase abinu mereikin ha-moach u-reikit. You're reikit from you, right? Shavosenu nogu kidin u-chitorah ki takonis ha-tonam ha-moor le-kadosh barav Shabbos over avion to le-kadosh ha-Shabbos u-lohadu la-bekidosh zeh shayom kadoshu v'shayom tovu. Okay? And he says something totally different. So you see, the first of all, the Azur gives the guy Musa. He says that, don't you, you know, it's interesting. I was I had an email exchange with somebody before Shabbos Chazon. And many, this person is not a chassid, but he has certain chassidish minhagim. Someone in my neighborhood. So I also have them, but I like to justify a regular minhagim. You know, I'm not Ashkenaz. Even I come from a chassidish background. So so he said to me, he sent me an email with a whole article that it's not proper to sing L'chadodi on the night of Shabbos Chazon to the tune of Elit Zion. Did they do that here?
I know.
What did they do?
They did it.
They sang it to the tune of Elit Zion.
Nefesh Rav, he has a piece.
Yeah, Rav Shechter, they thought he made up the tune. Yeah. So the Rav hummed along, right? But anyway, there's such a practice to sing L'chadodi to the tune of Elit Zion on Leil Tisha B'Av. So another Tishra, Friday night of Shabbos Chazon. Some people don't like it. Chassidim don't do it.
Because
it's like an Avodah Zarah thing, and the Shabbos is Shabbos. I know that Rabbi Tversky, the psychiatrist, is down in my shul. Oh, we do it in my shul. But it's a Tishra B'Av too. So we do it in my shul.
I don't know why you sing it.
So I do a little slow. I daven the Yamid Dafka myself. So there shouldn't be any shilas about it on that Friday night. What I do is, and I saw this in print, what I like to do is I do the whole thing to Elit Zion except for the last stanza, Boy B'Shalom, because that's real Kabbal Shabbos. Then Boy B'Shalom, I switch to the regular tune, to one of the regular tunes, and the last stanza. But okay. But Rabbi Tversky, the psychiatrist, a chassid, you know, Abraham J. Tversky, down in my shul, so he slips out during that L'chadod. He doesn't like to sing it to the tune of Elit Zion. Chassidim don't do it. So this person sent me a whole article, they shouldn't do it, and some of the Chassidish Rebbe said it's a real Swahesi, and it's not him. So I just emailed them back. I said, do they also object similarly to reading the Haftarah to the tune of Eicha, you know, or the Pasuk by Sheni, Eicha Salavadi, also to him. So he wrote me back. He was once in Tannersville, and the Boston Rebbe was there, and he Taka slipped out when I read the Haftarah, and then somebody else over there. He was in Tannersville. He asked the Boston Rebbe's Gabbai why he walked out. It had nothing to do with that. He had to go to the bathroom, whatever it was. It's a whole exchange. But I wrote back that I once researched this subject a little bit, and I found that there's a Meiri. The Meiri has a sefer called Magen Avos. Aside from the Meiri, we're familiar with the Meiri on Beis Abchira. The Meiri has a sefer called Magen Avos, in which he defends, the Meiri lived in Provence, so he defends the practice. A lot of Talmidei Ramban, after Ramban was thrown out of Spain, you know, the next generation, Talmidim, the base measure of Ramban, came to Provence, and they tined it against a lot of them in Hagam in Provence. They thought they're incorrect. So the Meiri wrote a sefer called Magen Avos. It's basically like a Charles of Choose. It's just 24 topics, where he defends the Hagam of Provence against the attacks from the outsiders who came from Tanach HaChomim, who came from outside. And so we were saying, you can't come into a place and just start screaming and saying, we don't know what we're doing. You know, we also know what we're doing. And he defends the practices. So one of the things there is he mentions about, he's obviously not talking about Chadodi, because Chadodi wasn't written yet in the days of Mir, but he says, singing mournful tunes on what he calls Shabbos Eicha. That's what he calls it, Shabbos Eicha. So I said, the concept of singing mournful tunes already in the Mir, so you don't have to agree with the Mir, but you have a Rishon on whom to pin it, as you don't have to go and start screaming and everyone doesn't know what they're doing. It's a different problem. Okay, the Meiri, but I'm just saying, but in terms of Provence, he defended the Chachmei Provence against the... And by the way, most of the subjects in that Sefer Magen Avos are the exact type of arguments you'd have today. Aruch Chaim topics. I'm talking Lomdish of funny things in your day. Regular things, we should say this, or skip that, or you know, stand, or sit. You know, exact types of machlokas we would have today. You know, so, and you have to be careful. One should follow their own minhag. You know the joke,
right?
Huh?
The art school minhag. Right. Whatever.
Well, I know. We used to joke, you know, outside the art school, said, and Rosh Hashem Kippur with the piyutim, you know. Is our shul part of the some, many, or most? Because sometimes it's some congregation do this, many congregations do that, most do this, so where do we fit in? You know, the some, many of the most, you know, but you have to figure out what the minhagim, usually you have to be careful with minhagim. I mean, there's a, you know the joke, right? There was a shul that was Pesach Sheni, whatever it was. So The chazan gets up and he starts saying Abarachamim. So someone in the back screams, "We don't say Abarachamim today." He has a safer in front of him. Another guy said, "No, we do say Abarachamim." It says over here, he's got this luach and he's got that luach. There's a Torah luach. He has the English one. He's screaming back and forth. And the rabbi just sits there, doesn't say a word. So there was a guest in the shul. Saw this whole commotion, people yelling back and forth. Let's say Abarachamim. So he finally turns to the rabbi. He said, "Rabbi, I don't understand. What's the minig in the shul?" So the rabbi said, "What do you mean? This is the minig. Everybody yells back and forth, and then we move on." So that's exactly the minute. But anyway, so the Zerua really takes this other talmud chacham to test. Don't refer to the mishotem, and again, it's an interesting question. Yes, it's a play on words, but maybe it is. But he doesn't like the fact that he says something else. Back to the Ikarinian here. We'll finish up. He says, "Lo niskan ikro klal babura orchim bein l'rav bein l'shmuel." He said, the original reason wasn't really because of the Archim to begin with. That wasn't the original reason. The original reason, what you said before about Ner Chanukah, says a similar thing. He says, "Ela lekidush hayom birabim niskan." It was done to have a public declaration of Shabbos. That's what it's about. Can I remember Rishalim in Perek El Dvarim? Quotes the Rishalim, it seems to imply that way. Okay, huh?
The Bali really
doesn't say it, right?
It's pretty fairish. Yeah. Another reason is in Bali.
Well, the Bavli just says, why do we do it in shul? It's right, but okay, he has the Yerushalmi. Okay, he said, that was the original reason. That was the original reason. Let's see what he says. All right? And we say, Vayechulu out loud, right? We say Vayechulu out loud, and we say Mogen Abbas, and so on, and we say Mekadesh, Yom HaShabbos, and so on. Ha, lamadat adafka hechad aleka yayin omer shatz vayechulu, vayechad ika yayin omer kiddush. He thinks that the Vayechulu, originally Vayechulu, was the introduction to Kiddush. The Vayechulu that we say after Shemoneh Esrei and Ma'ariv was the introduction to Kiddush, like we have Vayechulu introduces Kiddush at home. It was part of that Kiddush, right? That's what it was for. Anyway, if you have a change, you can read the rest of the Zeruah. I don't want to save time, but that's what he says was the original practice. It's a din of Kavod Shabbos or Kabbalah Shabbos and so on and so forth. What's the whole idea? The Zeruah didn't know about Kabbalah Shabbos, that we call Kabbalah Shabbos, those Kapitloch Tillim, you know, that we say at the beginning of Friday night. Where's that? The later Takon. That's from the Chachmei, you know, Chachmei Kabbal and Tzvat, you know, to say those six chapters. That was not in the originals, not in the Shulchan Aruch even. Okay, the fact that we say those six things and those six paragraphs and so on. So I once had a svar on that too. It's interesting. I don't know. I'll digress because I think it's worth saying. But what's the purpose? I don't know. The purpose is to introduce Shabbos, right? To be a public statement about Shabbos. That's why that's why the Kabbalah Shabbos is said from the, not said from the regular standard, it's said from the middle. So many shuls, the person davens Kabbalah Shabbos stands in the middle, and then by Baruch Hu moves up to the front. The reason for that is because that Baruch Hu, that's a real tefillah. This is not, we're not demonstrating, it's not a real tefillah. There's no chazen per se, there's no Shemoneh Esrei, there's no brachos. So it's just leading in tefillah, so we don't do it in the same makom that we do the, we want to draw that distinction. But why those kapitlach of tefillah? That's an old question. What's why those six? So I just saw once of Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer on the Chumash, what they called Emes Yaakov, right? Huh? Yes. Emes Yaakov, yeah. I think he called it Chidush Torah. But the Emes Yaakov al Torah, I'll digress for a minute. He says on totally something totally different. In Shmos, he says Sefer and Parsha Shmos. He says there is a Medrash that said Moshe Rabbeinu wrote certain Megillas scrolls for the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu talked Paro into giving them a day off, that you heard, right? Moshe Rabbeinu talked Paro into giving them off on Shabbos because they'll be more productive if a day off. And so Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Megillos, which would inspire the people. That's what they learned over Shabbos and saw them. Yaakov is. So whatever happened to them? Where are they? We have no record of them. If Moshe wrote these Megillos, not Allah, it's more like giving Chizuk. That's how he understands it. So he thinks that it's no. First of all, he said the Gemara Bava said that because one opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, say, for Eov. Now, Eov is Tzadik Viralo, so this was an inspiration, you know. But also says the Yud Aleph Mizmorim. The Gemara says, starting from Tefillah LaMoshe, right, through, that's 91, through 100, or whatever number it is, the 11 Mizmorim, Yud Aleph Mizmorim, from Tefillah Moshe on, written by Moshe. He thinks those were the Megillas, which later got incorporated into Tillim. Later they put into Tillim, that's what they are. And all of them, if you look carefully and use a little bit of stretching, they all have to do with chizuk and so on and so forth, and then a relation with HaKadosh Baruch, when HaKadosh Baruch was the Bori. So that's what they were. So that's what Adkan Divrei Hagaon of Yaakov. And it's a very nice piece. You have a chance to look at Emes Yaakov. So it's towards the end of Parsha Shmos. But I just wanted to add on, the truth of the matter is, all the, we're leaving out Mizul of David, that's the last of the six, which has its own, which Mefarshim already explained why that's related to Shabbos. But the other five are from those 11 Mizmorim. And other than Mizmor Lasoda, it turns out that between Friday night and Sukkot Zimmer, we say all those Mizmorim on Shabbos. If those are the things that Moshe Rabbeinu encouraged the Jews to read on Shabbos, so maybe that's why, because the expanded Pesukim de Zimmer includes Tefillah Moshe, Yoshua B'Seis Yalion, includes some of them also. The only one that's not in the mix is Mizmor Lasoda. We don't say that, but that's a technical reason. Although the Sfaradim, they don't say Mizmor Lasoda on Shabbos also. The other one that's not is the Shir Shalom on Wednesday. That we don't say on Shabbos. But, okay, he said on a Wednesday, which is a prelude to Shabbos. That's why we add, it ends with Rosh Hashanah Yatzmi Sein, Yatzmi Sein, Yatzmi Sein, the Arizal is Misakin to add Lechun Ramanana. You know, we say at the end of the Shir Shalom on Wednesday, we add the first two Pesukim Lechun Ramanana. Anyway, that's what to say. But getting back to the Zeruah, so the whole purpose of this is to have sort of like a public demonstration that it's Shabbos. So therefore, the same thing of the same thing is true of Kiddush. Okay, not to be Yotzei to Kiddush. It's a din of Pursuming Nisa, so to speak. What you were trying to say, Pursuming of the fact that it's Shabbos. Okay, and therefore it's not a. Then he mentions some of the other reasons. He mentioned at the end, for example, that it's, which is what we do in our communities also. If you look at the very end of that piece, he says, it's the kids, for the kids, to give the kids excitement. Many shuls, all the kids line up for the grape juice, right? So it gives them a chavivus for coming to shul, and for, you know, so something, have a lollipop, gives out lollipops to the candy man. But here, it's an association with the mitzvah, so it teaches the kids, they'll learn to listen to a bracha, and to answer amen. So there's what to say for that also. They'll taste a kosher bracha. So that's, so those are the reasons that the Or Zeruah gives. Anyway, that's our practice. Lamaisa, we only give it to a cotton, all right. And there's a question: is cotton shegila chinuch with regards to brachas? That the bracha is relevant to him, because there's an old question: how can you give it to a cotton? Isn't it kiddush makom suda? Right? In other words, what problem do you solve? You machal a cotton in yisurim. So that's what I discussed at the end. But if you have a chance, you want to take a look, you can read it. Anyway, these are just some insights into kiddush makom suda and kiddush and shul Friday night. There's Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk about the daytime kiddush.
Okay.
Huh? Yes, I think the Chazan drinks it himself. Yeah, you can make Kiddush again at home. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says it. But I printed here. I don't know if I printed it here, but that's what he does. Yeah. There's no ancient Shantina. Like, if someone wants to say that the Kiddush Makom Suda, you can even be. It says in the end of the Magen Avraham, it's 34. The end of the Magen Avraham, it's the Reish Lamed Tes. So caught now, however, he says you drink more than just a sip, because then the wine itself becomes Suda. If you drink enough wine, that's already called Kiddush Makom Suda. Okay? And, he can make the Kiddush again for his wife when he gets home, but the Gadol would do it. Mishabur quotes it also, Simreish Lamed Tes, caught now. Okay.